Welcome to the Daily Fox Fuel, where we train kingdom-minded creatives, leaders, and builders to become highly skilled craftsmen. Each episode is your spark of strategy, scripture, and straight-up truth to help you walk out your calling with excellence. Now let's get to work. Yo, what is happening, foxes? Hey, today, this one's going to be a little spicy for us, okay? So I want us to really tune in. I want us to think about this one. And I really want us to lean in because this one's been brewing and it's gonna hit some pretty hard. But it all surrounds the idea of how we cannot be effective if we have been offended. Offense is such an interesting thing. It's such an interesting feeling because when you sit and really dissect it, oftentimes it's a mixture of feelings, right? It's selfishness, it's defensiveness, it's so many things, right? But yet the funny and crazy thing about offense is it's not anything, some would argue with me on this, this is probably a hot take, but it's not really anything anyone can necessarily do to you. It's something that you internalize and that you can't overcome without somebody else helping you get there, if that makes sense. I know that's there's probably a lot more there than even me, so hit me up if you want to argue it out. But truly, like, to get over offense, you have to just forgive, and forgiveness begins with you. So when you think about where offense comes from, sure, someone might say something offensive to you, but it's up to you to let that offense live and take root inside of you. Offense often poisons our perspective. It clouds judgment. It fuels pride, and it keeps us stuck in this self-preservation instead of purpose. Now, hear me out. Being unoffendable doesn't mean you're naive. I think that's a common trait in today's world is we'll just think that, hey, if you're unoffendable, you're just naive. You're just ignorant to the world around you. I don't think that's true. I just think it means you're free. I think of a really good friend of mine who constantly lives in this state of unoffense, and I think it's beautiful. And I kind of get jealous of it oftentimes because I'm like, how do you just do this? He's like, just don't let things offend me. And I'm like, nothing has ever offended you. But I think it's when you've spent so much time living in that space, you just give up and you say, it's not worth the time anymore. It's not worth the consumption that it takes over. So I think it's just understanding that being unoffendable doesn't mean that we're naive. It just means you're free, which allows us to stop rehearsing who wronged us. And we regain the energy to lead well again. Think about that. Just let that sit in. I can't tell you how many times in life I've even sat and rehearsed the people who have offended me, and I've had to just release them. Mel Robbins has a great theory, right, called the let them theory. Just let them. Let them. It's not that big of a deal. Just let them. Because it's up to us. We regain the energy to lead well again. Ephesians 4, 31 through 32 talks about this. It says, get rid of all bitterness. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ for God forgave you. We should be forgiving others just as we've been forgiven, because let us not forget, we aren't really worth the forgiveness we have. It's crazy to think about the depths of that. So we should live in this place of forgiveness, not offensiveness. So my challenge to you today, as we do every day, because we're foxes and we love a good challenge. Who do you need to release today? And I want you to let it go so that you become a more clear leader. Hey crew, before you jet, make sure you share this episode with a friend and leave us a rating. Thanks for tuning in today. And remember, stay foxy.